Les extractions avec un pronom relatif. So even if the title can be quite scary, don't worry, it's actually quite easy. And well, actually, you will have maybe to watch the video that will cover les pronoms relatifs before, because if you don't know how to use them or well, their function in a way, it could be quite tricky. But then let's try to see how it works. So les extractions avec un pronom relatif. And basically, we're talking about the possibility to use this c'est, okay, it is, this is, and then followed by something. We'll see what. And then you will have to use un pronom relatif. Okay, so les pronoms relatifs, we saw them previously, as I said, it's qui, que, dont, où. So it's probably a bit strange now if you don't have any clue about what we're talking about, but you'll see that it's quite easy and especially quite practical, and French people tend to use that quite much. So the idea is that, well, the example that we will have here is c'est lui, okay? So basically, this is him, this is, it is him, okay? And after that, the second sentence, c'est le professeur de ma sœur, okay? So it's my sister's teacher. And, well, let's be honest, we never use two sentences like that because, well, it's quite heavy and it sounds quite strange in a way. So that's the reason why we will use, as we saw, the structure with c'est. Then you will keep lui, okay, so it's him. And then, just because in the second sentence you can see that it is the subject, you will have to put qui. Alright? So, c'est lui qui est le professeur de ma sœur. And so basically the idea is to combine two sentences that wouldn't really exist because it sounds really strange into one, okay? And you will have to use this pronom relatif here, qui, just because it is the subject in the second sentence, or in the second part, sorry, of the sentence, okay? So, c'est lui qui est le professeur de ma sœur. The concept or the idea is normally that you should see the person. So, in a way, when you use this c'est lui, somehow it would be like if you would point out this person. Okay, so this person is not that far and, well, you just see that person in the street and you say, oh, c'est lui qui est le professeur de ma sœur. Okay, it could be in a newspaper if you want it to, it could be on TV or then it could be on internet, but then basically you need to see and to point out or to see or to show this person. Okay, so let's see now the second possibility that we would have. It's c'est elle, okay, same thing, okay, it's her, this is her. Je l'ai rencontrée dans un café, so I met her in a coffee. Okay, you've got here the passé composé form. And so, if you look carefully, basically in the second sentence here, you've got je, I, okay? And then you've got this pronoun. So we saw that already, and it's pronom complément d'objet direct, okay? But basically, it means that it is actually not the subject in the second sentence here, but it is the grammatical object, okay, and it's direct, so you don't have any preposition. So it will mean that you will have to use le pronom relatif que. Okay, so let's see now the sentence that you will get. So exactly the same concept as we saw previously, c'est elle, okay, then you put your pronom relatif here. And after that, you continue your sentence. And in that case, you continue with the subject and the verb. Okay? C'est elle que j'ai rencontrée dans un café. Okay? C'est elle que j'ai rencontrée dans un café. And so you get only one sentence, and it's actually quite practical, but then same thing, somehow you should see the person or show the person somewhere. Okay? Let's see now the third example, and now it's c'est la personne. Je t'ai parlé de cette personne. So same thing here, you get two sentences and it looks really strange when you look at them like that. So the thing that you will have to see or watch or take note is the fact that actually in the second sentence, so you get the subject here, je t'ai parlé, the verb, and then if you look carefully, so cette personne, so the thing that you don't want to repeat is introduced with la préposition de. And it is a good indication that you will have to use le pronom relatif dont. Okay? So basically, c'est la personne first sentence, then je t'ai parlé de cette personne. So of course, we don't want to repeat this de cette personne, and so we will use as we did previously, c'est la personne. Okay, so we keep this part here. Then we put le pronom relatif dont. And after that, you continue your sentence. Je t'ai parlé. Okay, so technically, you will of course repeat the subject and the verb. And here you get the pronoun. Okay, so c'est la personne dont je t'ai parlé. And last but not least, c'est le café. Okay, so it's the coffee. Well, this is the coffee, but we're talking about a place in that case. Je vais dans ce café après le travail. So I go to this coffee after work. Okay, so basically, exactly the same thing. We've got café in both sentences. We don't want to repeat that. Okay, so basically, we will have to use a pronoun. And in that case, it's quite important because actually, it's dans ce café. So you are talking about a place. Okay, and this is the main thing here. Because you're talking about a place, a location, you will have to use le pronom où. Okay, so où is quite interesting because basically you can use this pronoun for places or for periods, sorry, or times, and it's actually working in both situations. Okay, so basically it's whether for places or for time, okay, or period of time in the day, for instance. Okay, so in that case, let's see how it will go. And basically, same thing, c'est le café. So we keep this first part. And then after that, you put the pronoun, où. And of course, the sentence will continue. Je vais après le travail. Okay, so you can see that, like we have here, dans ce café, you don't repeat that. So you will keep je vais après le travail, and between the two, you will use this pronom relatif. Okay? C'est le café où je vais après le travail. All right, so I hope it was clear. Let's see them one more time. So the first one, when it's subject, c'est lui qui est le professeur de ma sœur. C'est elle que j'ai rencontré dans un café. So in that case, we're talking about the grammatical object, complément d'objet direct. Then, c'est la personne dont je t'ai parlé. And c'est le café où je vais après le travail.